Hi, everyone. Welcome to Common Prayer. This is Savannah Jensen, and you're probably used to hearing my voice in the intros and outros, but I get the privilege of doing a couple episodes this week with Kathy and Kevin. And I really love the topic that we're doing this week, the Serenity Prayer. I think that this prayer often gets pretty much always associated with Alcoholics Anonymous. But I really feel like this prayer, as I've been exploring, as I've been preparing the content for this,
and thirst is to become acutely aware of that which you lack.
Is really powerful in helping us
as we continue to shelter in place. We're confronted with our own hungering and thirsting for the world to be made right.
And I wanted to start off by reading it again, just to remind us of what it says. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other. Yesterday, Kathy was looking at the aspect of serenity, and today we want to go a little deeper into the aspect of courage. And what is courage? What does it have anything to do with changing our lives or doing anything in regards to faith? And, you know, I want to dive deeper into that. I really do think it has a lot to speak to us in terms of having courage to just face every day, which can come with its own challenges throughout time. So one thing I want to start off by saying is I really don't think we can have courage in a void, meaning we can't have courage without having some kind of environment that encourages us that we will be okay despite what we face. So let's say, for example, that the opportunity presents itself in front of you to bungee jump off a cliff. Now, on your own, you may think one of two things. I could do that, or that's completely insane. No way am I doing that. But then as you're looking at the top of this said cliff, you likely would expect to see a person who is trained and knows what they're doing, positioned at the ready to tell you what to do, strap you into the bungee gear, and then send you off. And what that person also should know is how to encourage you that you will be fine when you step off that cliff, that you are not going to slip out of the bungee gear and go face first into a ravine. Because he's prepared you safely and told you what to do, right? But if that person wasn't there and you're standing on top of this cliff seeing bungee jump here, but no one's there to prepare you and tell you what to do and strap you in safely, whether or not you thought you could do it on your own, there's no way you're jumping off that cliff. You need someone there to show you the way. And oftentimes it's simpler steps than we may think when it comes to real life examples of change. So having courage, oftentimes it won't lead you anywhere without getting you some information and encouragement from another person who has gone ahead of you and knows what to expect. You know, a little kid can be extremely curious and seemingly courageous and just go pet a dog or a goat that's bigger than them, but not without knowing their parent is nearby, showing them how to pet the animal and that they don't have to be scared because they're not alone. See, courage is not the absence of fear, and most of us know this. It's not doing crazy, hard things that no one else will do just to prove a point. Courage is the choice to do what is needed, even when there's fear. Even when what may be required of us to change doesn't feel easy or worthwhile because of the pain we know we may have to go through to get to the end result. But courage is knowing that action is required and taking the next steps, knowing that you are supported in your fear and pain along the way. But how do we do that? How do we take the leap into change when fear seems to be a driving force away from it? It says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." So basically, be strong, be courageous. We know that and see that in Joshua. But if you read Psalm 31 prior to that verse, that's the last verse, by the way, of the whole Psalm. If you look at it before, it describes hardship, pain and frustration. And it's a cry to God saying, please serve your justice and have mercy on me. He describes times of hearing people whispering, there's terror on every side. These people conspire against me and plot to take my life. He describes all of my enemies are surrounding me and have utter contempt of me. I'm forgotten as though I were dead. I've become like broken pottery. Clearly, this person, this writer, is experiencing great hardship and great pain. But he still says in the scripture, I trust you, God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me. Save me. He acknowledges that there is pain and suffering as he serves God, but you can see the courage he has from knowing God is at his back, constantly with him, never forsaking him. And quote unquote, the times that he will face, he knows he can face them because they are in God's hands. God has given the lowdown of safety for this life. He has given us the equipment and has himself tied our feet securely in the bungee cord so that we can courageously jump, knowing that no matter what happens, we are going to bounce right back up to God. So what I want to do is enter a time of reflection. And so if you're sitting and listening to this, get comfortable in your seat. If you're walking, just become mindful of the rhythm of your steps and take a deep breath, inviting the Holy Spirit to come and be present with you. And what I want to reflect on, first of all, is what challenges have you been facing recently that you don't know what to do or how to change? And as those things come to mind, can you bring those to God and ask him to show you his wisdom, to show you what to do, to show you the next step? Now, again, with those things in mind, the next thing to ask is, are you surrounding yourself with the resources you need to build you up in courage? Are you going to the Word to be encouraged by the writings of people who have walked this faith before us and praised God in the midst of their hardship? Are you surrounding yourself with people who know you, who have walked life with you, and who build you up in courage to take the next step to change? Who can you talk to? What scripture can you go to build yourself up? I just want to read the Serenity Prayer over us one more time to end this reflection together. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Make sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.